From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of light rain after 3 p.m. today. It will be cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. There'll be northeast winds at 5 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 p.m. Then a slight chance of snow showers between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 29 degrees. We'll go over the full week's weather report in a moment, but first, here are some of the stories that made the news last week. Katie Kojansky reports in the Register Star that New York State Department of Education Commissioner Dr. John King visited Chatham Central School District on Friday. King and Gladys Cruz of the Questar 3 BOCES Deputy Superintendent toured district buildings with Superintendent Cheryl Nusiforo. The commissioner was in Chatham to see how the district had implemented the region's reform agenda. This includes the Common Core curriculum, data-driven instruction, and the new teacher evaluation system. King said he believes Chatham has a coherent instructional vision with a common set of goals and a real commitment to professional development. That full story is in the Register Star. Claude Hatton reported in the Daily Mail that Cairo Police Chief Christopher Sprague was suspended indefinitely without pay by the Cairo Town Board on Friday. The board took the action one day after Sprague was arraigned on charges of tampering with evidence and falsely reporting an incident. The board also voted unanimously to appoint Sergeant Richard Bush as a provincial sergeant and officer in charge effective immediately. Sprague was not present at the meeting. Town Supervisor Banta said the severity of the charges left the board no choice but to remove Sprague pending the outcome of the case. That full story is in the Daily Mail. Jimmy Vilken reported into Capitol Confidential that state senators marked Palm Sunday with a rare afternoon session to consider parts of the state's $135.1 billion budget. But several large parts of the spending plan, which is due by April 1st, remained unfinished. As of late Sunday, bills that dictate aid to school districts and localities, funding for care to the developmentally disabled, as well as the state's tax policy had not yet been finalized. People familiar with the negotiations said the district-by-district breakdown of education aid was largely settled. Lawmakers quietly feuded over how big a role legislators would play in controlling the flow of economic development dollars, in addition to efforts to plug a $120 million cut to care for the developmentally disabled. That full story is in the Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, Patricia Doxey reported in the Daily Freeman, a recent health study put Dutchess County in the top 10 healthiest counties in the state, while Greene and Columbia counties ranked in the lower 50%. Greene County ranked 55th in the overall health of the county, down from its 2012 ranking of 52nd. Columbia County ranked 45th among 62 counties in New York. The study measured 36 items in six categories, including health factors, health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. The 2013 report reflected data gathered between 2008 and 2010. That full story is in the Daily Freeman. Well, it seems like spring is on the calendar, but not yet in the sky. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of rain today with a high near 43, and tonight a slight chance of rain and snow with a low around 29. On Tuesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 45. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28, and then back to a chance of snow and showers again on Wednesday with a high near 47 degrees. Wednesday night, rain showers with a low around 30. And finally, on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For this, the 25th day of March 2013, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.